For many parents, there's a distinct moment when it hits you. It's not just about you anymore. It's about making sure the people you love are taken care of, no matter what the future holds. And for a lot of people, that's exactly what gets them thinking about life insurance. If you've been putting it off because you think it's too complicated, life insurance through Ethos is designed to change that. Ethos makes the process of getting covered fast and easy by moving it 100% online. There are no medical exams. Applicants just answer a few simple health questions. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies starting as low as $30 a month. It's a straightforward way to help provide financial security for your family. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.
This is heaven.
Maybe Florida, but I would do it. I would do it every single day in summer of 26. And we are at Lake of Isles at Foxwoods and the match two happening today. We'll tee off. Shime and I will tee off on the show. So 9:45, we'll take our first shot here. And then the match two, Shime's opportunity to redeem himself after getting smoked, absolutely destroyed by me last year, will occur live. You can watch the live stream on Twitch on an alternate Twitch channel, and that is The Greg Hill Show. That is how you find that this morning at 9:45. So in the meantime, we're going to get to They Said It coming up. We'll hear what Jake Paul said about how he is better than almost everybody currently playing in the NFL. And other things coming up. But in the meantime, we were in the middle of Leeds, and we got one from Wiggy. Wiggy, good morning.
All right, good morning. Excuse me, good morning.
You do that every day.
Yeah, I know.
Every day. How does that happen every day?
Well, every day it comes out.
Wiggy, I love you.
Yeah, well, you know, I got a frog in my throat. Well, good morning. I hope everybody is doing well.
Good morning.
So,
all right, let's restart.
No.
Three, two, one.
No. Go. I can keep rolling.
How late were you in the hot tub?
Oh man, I was
probably.
Hey, listen, I was like Eddie Murphy on Saturday Night Live. It's hot in the hot tub. I put my toe in the hot tub.
Okay. All right.
No, I was in the hot tub for probably a good 35 minutes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I came out of that thing. I was sweating. My wife. I was like, I'm getting lightheaded, but I felt good though. Loose.
Now, Mrs. Wiggins didn't come last night.
No.
Save that.
Did you speak for an hour and a half on the way down?
Yeah, we spoke for a little bit. Then she had an event she had to go to.
I got a lot of people reaching out to me, DM wise and otherwise.
Yeah,
saying they can't believe like guys were reaching out to me, going, "Who talks to their wife on the phone for an hour and a half every day?" And I said, "It's Wiggy. That's how you love forever."
That is it.
I mean, my guess is Wiggy just listens.
No. We have good conversation.
It's more
me than anything.
I'll
call her and I'll, because I usually call her.
Can't believe what Greg did.
Yeah. Greg never comes up in the conversation.
Oh, good.
Yeah, Greg's a safe one. He never comes up. He's a ride or die. But everybody else is big game.
Oh, wow. Yikes.
Ooh, all right. Oof. I love that. I'm ride
or die. Not in a mean way, I mean, we all talk about each other behind each other's back. But, it's just my wife. It's not like she's – I'm doing it with randos out there. But let me get to my lead anyways. The Red Sox, as they now – come after the All-Star break, they've been playing well. And I think if you look at this next 10-game stretch, they're going to play 3 against Toronto at home, 4 on the road against the Athletics. I don't know if they're Vegas yet, but the Athletics. And then 3 on the road against the Dodgers right before the trade deadline. And I think as I looked at this team, and I know I was super impressed with their 15-game winning streak. I don't care what people say. A 15-game winning streak in baseball is pretty impressive when you start to think about it and you start to think about the teams that they beat. So I look at Toronto and the Athletics. I said, all right, those are series that you should win. And then you get the Dodgers, a great test to see where you are. And I think if they're able to win these next two series and then play the Dodgers, and even if they lose the series but play them tough, I think a lot of fans, because right now a lot of fans are like, can we really buy the Red Sox? Like, yeah. They got lucky, you know what I mean? I don't know why they would say that after winning 15 games.
This was going to be a little bit of my lead.
All right, well, go ahead, jump on in.
No, you and I were talking to several people last night at the Andrea Beach Bar who are lifelong Sox fans who are unable because of PTSD to buy in on this team.
Really?
And I was shocked.
Yeah.
That one guy, Roy, he's like, I can't do it. He goes, I've been in, and the guy was 68 years old, whatever. And he's like, I can't do it. It's a false flag. They went on a great streak, love it, but they're going to do the same thing that they have done to me multiple times. So this series is huge, because if they can win this series, I think everybody will buy in and believe.
I really don't. I agree that they should win the series, and you're right, and I'm not disputing that, but I really think the inflection point is August 3rd.
Yep.
That
nailed it.
They have had the opportunity. We all believe that Cora, we've argued whether Cora was great or bad or whatever, but we can't dispute the second half swoons, right?
Yeah.
After the All-Star, after the trade deadline, the team has fallen on their face.
They tend to, yes.
Because I believe, and I think you and I agree on this, Greg, that the organization's lack of investment has caused the team to feel, whether it's subconscious or consciously, like,
well,
they're not.
Alex Cora used to say it, and players did also. Like, they're not, they don't believe in us because they're not investing in us.
This is such a huge moment for Henry. I mean, he has been, Tom Warner taking the victory lap. You see John Henry greeting the rookies after the draft at Fenway.
Yeah.
I mean, Rob Bradford must have his full schedule. He sees him everywhere. But
what do you think about, and this is a John Henry question, because there, where there's smoke, there's fire. There's a lot of talk about Trevor Story and Jaron Duran for Francisco Lindor, which we were talking about the other day.
Every time Duran gets a hit, I'm like, okay, he's closer to being gone.
But John Henry, if he does that deal, if Breslow's able to do that deal, John Henry's he's got a longer contract, and he's going to have to pay more money. Is John Henry going to be willing to do that?
I think if they make that deal, John Henry has a pretty good understanding of what the contractual restructuring will be after the lockout. That he believes that they know that there will be an ability to redo these deals or what, they did. Shem, you're more of an, or Greg too. The NHL did something to that effect when they
outlawed like the 15-year deals.
But they also had a haircut on deals that had already been agreed to. There was
did they? I thought those were grandfathered in. But the other thing I think will be different, though, because you talked about the team wanting to do things. I think, and we've been talking about this, and Greg, you might have brought this point up, but we've been talking about this for the past couple of days. Even with Tracy, chemistry, right?
Are you going to screw it up if you bring somebody
in? And I don't think there are guys in that clubhouse, like we've seen in years past, where I think – it might have been Rafi Devers who was very vocal, or I forget who was the player that was vocal about, hopefully they do something at the trade deadline. I don't think guys in that clubhouse like Contreras and some of these other guys are going to be like, oh, we need to add somebody, right?
Like they probably don't think that they need some. Like they're happy with what they've been able to do.
Right, so I don't think that's going to be a bit – like that's going to be echoed in the clubhouse like we've seen it in years past. And so – I don't think that's going to be – so if they don't do anything, I don't think it's going to – there probably will be those people that are always going to be like, oh, here we go, another year where they didn't do anything. Yeah. But then there's going to be a group of people that I believe are going to be like, okay, they're not messing up the chemistry. So I think that that's going to be the difference from what we've seen in years past.
I heard Bradfoe on with – I think it was Jones and Keefe yesterday – float the name Bobby Witt.
He did,
and,
yeah.
Like,
But he was kind of, I mean, he's throwing it out there.
Yeah.
He's just being Brad.
Well, because when I look at that contract, there's no way John Henry's picking up a contract that still has 10 years, $260 million or whatever it is on it, right? Like, there's no way he's picking up a contract of that length.
I don't know. Maybe he is. Like, maybe he's heard enough, and he's heard enough people say sell the team that maybe he is.
Did you see who's investing with him, with Liverpool?
No.
Bezos.
Oh, he is?
Oh, wow.
Yeah, an influx of a couple $1 billion.
Not bad.
You know, they bought Liverpool for $500 million, and now it's worth over $7 billion.
Really?
That's why he's not selling the Red Sox.
That's why he's not going to sell the Red Sox.
Hey, that is a businessman right there.
Oh,
he ain't selling Liverpool, and he ain't selling the Sox. Right. Man,
good
that's
Lord.
A lot of money right there.
That is crazy.
Yeah. So your number one desire is a bat, Shime.
Yes.
Curtis?
Wiggy's Hot Tub. Yeah. And the other, no, I would say the number one desire is a bat in a close. I see they're interested in relief. I would go starting.
I don't, that's kind of ridiculous.
I don't get the relief pitching thing. I've seen that in several places whenever, like Passan, I saw that in Alex Speer. Like, I don't.
I'm with you. They don't need relief pitching.
No, they
like,
don't.
They need a starter.
Like, Garrett Whitlock and Aroldis Chapman, like, you don't need.
And Guerrero.
Yes, my man.
Well, and even if you just get out of the first inning, you can give it to Brian Bello if you just need somebody to eat innings in the middle of a game.
But if you could trade Trevor Story and Jaron Duran for Lindor.
Do it tomorrow.
Wouldn't you do?
It's the only
heartbeat.
I think the only issue is John Henry signing off on what he's going to have to pay him. I would think.
And you know what the other question out there is, and now I'll float it out. We kind of touched on it briefly, but I know you brought up the Bobby Witt Jr., right? Is potentially Roman Anthony being part of a deal to maybe get a guy like that?
Would you consider
if you're going to get a guy like that, would you consider trading Roman Anthony?
His value is going to be low right now, isn't it?
I would not trade Roman Anthony.
I don't know, but isn't the value based off of like really
it would have been prior to him being injured and not coming back for a long time.
But don't you think like the world, and I would ask, I'm just asking this question, don't you think the world of baseball still believes like his production is going to be relatively good, so you could still get value for him.
If you're telling me I'm getting like Bobby Witt back in the trade, then I'm considering it. Like that's a guy who's 26 and like a legit stud.
Yeah.
But I mean, I'm not just trading Roman Anthony for anybody.
No. It has to be very specific. Hey, listen, I'm on the Jaylen Brown train. Don't just trade him for anybody.
Correct.
But I'm saying if you can get something like that back, would you consider doing that?
Absolutely.
I'd be with you on that one. I would trade him in a minute.
All right, Red Sox back at it, and a true test of what this team is that a 7:10 first pitch this evening?
I believe 7:15, Greg.
7:15 first pitch this evening.
Apple TV game, Greg.
You have to pay for Apple. You can get it for free on the Shaw's and Star Market Red Sox Radio Network
and
on the Odyssey app.
And on Apple TV, you can hear Fleming. You can have the local radio call feed.
You know what I started watching on Apple? Older show. Excellent. Silo.
I've heard good things.
Has anybody watched it?
No. I have not, but I've heard good things.
Fantastic.
No, I haven't seen that.
And there's two seasons, so it's binge-worthy.
Silo.
Silo.
All right.
We didn't talk about this on air. Also, old show a year ago on Amazon Prime, The Girlfriend. Very good bingeable show.
Yes, that's very good. Also on Apple, I could recommend Maximum Pleasure.
All right.
Sounds
like a porn from Cinemax.
No, it really doesn't. It's it's a kind of a murder mystery thing.
All right. Maximum Pleasure.
And it's excellent.
Well, and on Apple, Greg, new season of Ted Lasso comes out in a couple weeks.
Shoot me in the head.
No. Leave that to Charlie Baker. He loves Ted Lasso.
Is he still in charge of the NCAA?
I think he is.
He's making like $3 million a year.
Exactly.
God bless.
More than that.
Not bad.
More than that. All right. We are at a little gallery here this morning. Hello, everybody. Good morning.
All right. Bar's open.
Let's hear it. Bar is open. Breakfast sandwiches. Hot take. What do you like your breakfast sandwich on? Do you prefer biscuit? It's biscuits here.
I love a biscuit.
You do?
I love biscuits.
Okay. Biscuit, fine. I love a good English muffin.
I love an English muffin.
Number one on the list is the croissant.
Ooh, great choice, Wig.
Really?
Well done. Oh, Wiggy is cooking.
Really?
A breakfast sandwich on a croissant, man.
Really?
Oh, man. It
a
is
croissant,
so...
bagel, yeah. biscuit, English muffin.
Wow. That's like a good biscuit.
Right. Well, the match two happening later on this morning. You can watch it on Twitch. The Greg Hill Show is how you find that. And we will be back in literally 2 minutes, no longer, with...
For many parents, there's a distinct moment when it hits you. It's not just about you anymore. It's about making sure the people you love are taken care of, no matter what the future holds. And for a lot of people, that's exactly what gets them thinking about life insurance. If you've been putting it off because you think it's too complicated, life insurance through Ethos is designed to change that. Ethos makes the process of getting covered fast and easy by moving it 100% online. There are no medical exams. Applicants just answer a few simple health questions. You can get up to $3 million in coverage with some policies starting as low as $30 a month. It's a straightforward way to help provide financial security for your family. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
On the Powers That Be podcast, we examine the players and currents behind today's most consequential decisions. Join us. Listen to the Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
They said it. Foxwoods, Lake of Isles, and Wiggy is teeing them up for some reason here on the first tee. And the did you get that first absolute? Is that on Twitch currently? Horrendous shot.
Yeah, that was a bad one.
The first was amazing. Oh, man.
You swung as hard as possible.
Yeah.
The thing went an inch.
Yeah. Should I not swing that hard?
No.
You couldn't even hit it to the ladies' tees.
Yeah, I know.
No.
I do swing hard, though.
That's what she said.
We're here at Lake of Isles for the match two later on this morning. Shime's opportunity. To get a little redemption after getting smoked last year at Granite Link. So it'll be Shime v. me, 9 holes. I believe that the Jones and Keefe program wagering predominantly on me.
Correct.
Yes.
To repeat, which I think might be a mistake because of the back thing. But it is what it is.
You're playing against doctor's orders.
I'm going to play through the pain.
Yeah.
That is what I'm going to do. So I'm like Caleb Durbin. Like if my finger is dislocated, I'll throw that thing right back in and
right.
And play the next night.
Pop it in.
No need for the Homewood Suites.
So can we open the window world of Boston weather window for Curtis, please? All right, Curtis. Beautiful here this morning.
Oh, gorgeous here. We are in North Stonington, Connecticut. According to my weather maps, 61 degrees. Feels like 67 right now. Going to be gorgeous. For the first shot up the tee box for you two, 9:45 p.m. right here, the Greg Hill Show on Twitch to watch it live. It will be 70 degrees. Perfect. Very little breeze. I think Greg's back. I don't know if he makes it through three.
Yeah,
so I'm really praying
be
for
difficult
you.
Difficult with the back pain. But
back home, yeah. Going to be a gorgeous night at Fenway. Perfect. Going to be about 78 degrees first pitch.
Can we just, for the people, can we just make note the constant, my back?
Yeah, well, I was trying to be honest. I don't want people to lose their money.
Injury reports exist for a reason. The PSYOPs continue.
We don't have a.
Yeah, Tom Brady was on the injury report every week for like 10 years.
We don't have a buyout option if there's an injury, so I'm just trying to be upfront and honest with people.
I can see it, Greg. Yeah.
That's President Brady.
I don't know how you could do it because like, I couldn't do that consistently for 9 holes. No way.
Well, you can't do it consistently for one swing.
The first one was a warm-up swing, and that didn't work out.
Nothing got warm with that one.
Then I'll drive it. How far do you want me to drive it? 200 yards?
I think you could do it farther than
200. You should be able to drive it farther than that. But
that's a long way.
All right, you can get a whole house full of new energy-efficient windows installed for $99 a month only from Window World of Boston. Go to windowworldofboston.com, and let's get going with They Said It. They Said It, brought to you every day by Ketch's Law. They're ready to stand beside you during your toughest moments. So if you've been hurt at work, hurt at a business, and you need help, reach out to Ketch's. Go to ketcheslaw.com. What is up first today, Sean?
Well, Greg, the Paul brothers think that they can just do any sport, that they are super athletes, yep. if you will. Jake Paul, the latest example of this, was that he believes he could play in the NFL.
Currently,
he just needs to run some routes and get accustomed to that. He thinks he could play in the NFL.
Believes that he is better than many of the wide receivers currently in the NFL.
That is correct. Criticizes quite a few NFL players, actually. Okay. We can hear from Jake Paul.
I think there's a lot of super mediocrity in the NFL, a lot of not good athletes, a lot of people dropping passes on a consistent basis. I have better hands than them. I'm faster than them. I'm stronger than them. I work harder than them. Really, all it's going to take is just me, after boxing, practicing some routes. I have a couple teams and coaches that I've already talked to that are interested in bringing me onto the team. It's really going to be quite easy. I mean, I'd love to go to the Cleveland Browns. Been a Browns fan my whole entire life. My mom is a diehard Browns fan, and I think they could use some good receivers over there. Number 17, Browns, reserve the jersey now. Thank you.
Okay, so several things in there. We call that the Jaylen Brown approach when you talk about how great you are, but so several coaches have spoken to him about
that's playing, what he claims.
Playing. Do you believe it?
No.
No, you don't. You don't believe it?
I seen him in the flag football event that he had with Brady.
Yes,
no, not happening.
Yes.
If anything, it's like a come for a tryout, like almost like what Tim Tebow came to the Pats for a brief. It's like get a bunch of cameras in here, take some photos with Jake Paul, and then
they want the social media
bingo
mentions.
Yep,
is why but an NFL coach could care less about that.
NFL coaches are talking to this guy.
If they
should be fired.
You don't believe it?
No. They'll give him a shot, though. Somebody will.
You think so?
Yep.
No way.
You want a sick brag, bro?
Fire away.
I was in Minnesota when we brought in Brock Lesnar.
I love this story.
Yeah, but like Brock Lesnar played in college, right?
No, he didn't. He was a wrestler.
Mike Tyson was the coach, right?
He was a wrestler in college. And he was a WWE superstar kind of at that time. But all he did is wrestle in college. They brought him in to play D-line, and yeah.
Awful, right?
Yeah, it's just not, you know, it's a fish out of water. I mean, you're talking about the best guys in the world, and Brock Lesnar is strong as an ox. I mean, you know, don't get that. You don't want to get into a wrestling match with him, but you put him down at the nose tackle as a three technique, and they're driving him 6-7 yards off the ball.
Me and Brock Lesnar share a birthday.
Oh, okay. All right.
Holy hell.
Yeah, so I think there'll be a team that'll create, especially nowadays with, like, teams and how they utilize social media. They'll give a little bit of buzz. I think they'll do it. We've seen it in college football. They did it with who was the rapper they did? Was it Tuzi they did it with, the rapper? Syracuse. So, yeah, I think there'll be a team that, it might have been LSU did it with a rapper. So, I think that somebody will do it just to see if they can kick up some buzz on social
media. The
Browns
suck.
In the Twitch chat, they are pointing out that Jake Paul played football. So, did he play in college?
Did he play in high school? I don't know enough about the Pauls to know that.
I probably know nothing about Jake Paul.
No, I didn't know.
Because he honestly knows nothing about everything.
He is a good athlete. I'm not going to take that away from him.
Jake Paul went to college?
Yeah, he's a good athlete. He probably played high school football.
So did I.
Yeah.
Back-to-back most improved.
Yeah.
I'll tell you that.
But they are good athletes, so maybe he was, you know, a good – because he's saying wide receiver, so I don't know about that, bro.
Well, I mean, wrestlers – Stephen Neal was a wrestler.
Sure.
Yeah.
And made a pretty good lineman.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, he had a really good career.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
You know, I mean, guys can do it. It's extremely difficult to do. But, yeah, I definitely think there'll be a team that'll give him a shot.
All right. We are at Lake of Isles at Foxwoods, where the match 2 is happening later this morning. We will tee off at 9:45. Shime and I, in the meantime, we are going to take a quick break, and then we will continue with They Said It Next. From Lake of Isles at Foxwoods, where the match 2 will happen later on. This is the Greg Hill Show, and we were in the middle of They Said It. We will continue with that. We'll get to the news at 8. And then we will get to Hill Notes at the end of the show, 9:30, so you can leave a Hill Note at any time on any topic on the Odyssey app based on something you heard during leads or if you missed leads. Curtis's lead was about Tom Brady and a suggestion by Mike Florio that Tom Brady is behaving the way he is behaving lately to set up a run for president in 2028, so you can leave a Hill Note on that.
Would you vote for him?
Would I vote for Tom Brady? I need to know a little bit more about him. I like regular people in politics. Like
right, Donald Trump.
Yeah, I mean, I just like the somebody who has some experience in in business and in life, and so
Tom Brady has experience in all of those things.
Yeah, I guess maybe I would.
He's experienced failure and success.
Yeah, right. Maybe I would vote for him. Is Gronk going to be his running mate? Or
no, like, he'll be the Secretary of War.
That's what I need to know. So, for those, by the way, wagering, little update from Grant, our guy here at Lake of Isles, who is the best. We will not be walking today.
Nope.
Because that would take literally 6 to 7 hours with you.
You might actually die.
So
shots fired.
We will be riding. I don't know if that's advantage Scheim or advantage me.
Advantage Greg.
According to Jones and Keefe, it was a push.
Really? <It's>
I think that was a shot at my weight. But
well, I think it probably was. I mean, I got 30 years on you.
I know.
And obviously, a lot of people last night were like, you look way better than Scheim. So, all right.
That's not true.
Anyway, what's next? They said it was.
Well, next, Greg, let's go. Let's hear from former Boston Red Sox Jonathan Papelbon. He was on the Foul Territory podcast talking about the style of baseball this Red Sox team decided to play. We can hear from Pap.
They have found a way to harness playing together. They have found a way to win at home, finally. I think that this young pitching staff has really been there throughout the beginning. But I said this, too. I said this, too, on a pregame show. I said whatever team goes back to playing without all these analytics and goes back to playing small ball and old-school baseball – is going to win, and they're going to start winning games if they do that. And sure enough, they have. I think during this streak, they bunted 6 or 7 times, and they hadn't bunted but 5 times all season long when Alex Cora was at the helm. Now, I'm not saying the reason is because of Alex Cora leaving. I think the guys have had a few player-only meetings and said, hey, listen, we're going to start playing different.
Well, I could not agree more. In fact, Alex Cora on this radio program when we were in Fort Myers made it clear that he was not only listening but was bothered by a topic that we had on this radio show last summer, which was their refusal to bunt the baseball and to play small ball. Mm-hmm. So I don't know if that was Alex Cora. I don't know if that was the analytics crew. I don't know if it was Driveline. I don't know if it was Brezbot. I will say they get very defensive. Craig Breslow has gotten very defensive about it. Chad Tracy got a little bit defensive about it the other day on this show. They don't want to acknowledge that they have gone away a little bit from letting analytics run the show there.
They're so sensitive.
If they have.
But they're so sensitive.
Do you think
about
they have?
Of course they have.
Okay. I mean, it's clear, right? It's like
they didn't change the players, right? The players are still here.
Did not.
The manager changed, and they were the same team for a month and a half.
And we're talking only about offense here. That's
right.
We're not talking about pitching. We're
right.
Only talking about offense.
So they didn't change the offensive players. They kept the batting coach, right? That was one of the few guys that remained.
Yep.
Am I wrong?
No, I think that they got rid of Peter Fatsy, right?
Oh, Fatsy left.
Yeah.
Sorry. So they changed the batting coach, but they still sucked for a month and a half. They absolutely decided to not be so invested in analytics that they allowed the feel of the game to return. Like, I don't know how you can dispute that.
Yeah, I think I think it was player driven. Like, it feels like these guys are like, look, like we need to just like put the ball in play. Like, we just need to hit the ball and move guys around and just play normal like baseball. Just keep it simple, and that's what they have done. And I think, to Breslow's credit, I guess, if you want, like, maybe they listened to the players.
Yeah.
Maybe they listened to
definitely
their guys.
Definitely listened.
Well, I think they probably also saw guys like Caleb Durbin, who are basically said, hey, enough of this. I'm going to go out and I'm going to fix my swing.
Immediately
and
gets
better. I'm going to do it outside of the organization. And so, but credit to them. I just don't know why they wouldn't acknowledge it. Like,
because it shows that they were desperate and that what they thought was going to be successful, the reason they were hired, was actually the reason they were struggling, and they don't want to admit that the fact that they've returned to some semblance of what they expected is not related to what they expected.
Yeah. All right. We are at Foxwoods, Lake of Isles. That is where, here is where the match two is going to take place later, and we will be right back with the rest of the...
For many parents, there's a distinct moment when it hits you. It's not just about you anymore. It's about making sure the people you love are taken care of, no matter what the future holds. And for a lot of people, that's exactly what gets them thinking about life insurance. If you've been putting it off because you think it's too complicated, life insurance through Ethos is designed to change that. Ethos makes the process of getting covered fast and easy by moving it 100% online. There are no medical exams. Applicants just answer a few simple health questions. You can get up to $3 million in coverage, with some policies starting as low as $30 a month. It's a straightforward way to help provide financial security for your family. Take 10 minutes to get covered today with life insurance through Ethos. Get your free quote at ethos.com/Greg Hill. That's ethos.com/Greg Hill. Application times may vary. Rates may vary.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories and lots of laughs.
Follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
They said it. We are on the tee, hole number one, Lake of Isles in Connecticut, where the match two will happen a little bit later on, and a small but passionate gallery. By the way, you guys don't have to walk either today. They're giving you all carts. So, all right. Very good.
Uh-oh.
Some good Wiggy golf content on Instagram this morning.
Oh.
Decided to take a shot. And so it's on the show Instagram, on my Instagram, Greg Hill, W-E-E-I, if you want to check that out.
That was my breakfast ball.
Yeah. You're going to need a lunch and a dinner. You're going to need – today should be a five-meal day when it comes to golf balls.
Your breakfast went further.
Yeah. I drive it – what's the longest right now? 238. I get – right now I'll give you 240.
No,
like it's nothing.
I just smoked one on the fairway.
You want to put a little cashish on it?
Sure.
How much?
Let's put a breakfast sandwich on it.
Well, those are free.
The last time I made
it was a breakfast ball. So I got a warm up. All I needed was one warm up, and I didn't have the right golf attire.
Yeah. Well, anyway, check out the show Instagram. Check out my Instagram. You want to see Wiggy?
A+.
Duff, a professional duff from an athlete. This is Mike. Mike, good morning.
Looks like Grandpa needed an extended pee break today, huh, brother?
What's up, Mike?
This is the holster calling in from beyond the grave, brother. And Greg, I only have one question for you.
Yes.
What you gonna do when Shine Time goes Happy Gilmore on you, brother? Take your vitamins.
Okay. All right, Mike. Thank you. It's possible. I don't know.
I'm not gonna Bob Barker him. Don't worry.
Mitch has. Can give Mitch a microphone, please. The Mituation, Twitch Mitch. By the way, just a little bit late this morning.
It's just a smidge. I got here before 6.
Yeah, but Eamon had to.
Why are you fading out?
Eamon had to call and wake you up.
This is the thing. Like, I helped Eamon out a couple weeks ago, uh-huh. And then he helped me out this week. So we're a little back and forth.
Okay. Got it.
You were going, I think you won the Eamon last night.
No, I don't think so.
Yeah, he ate half a cup of those vodka gummy bears.
Yeah. Yes,
gummy bears.
Yeah, so that's apparently that's the Andrea's special. They give you cups, these like small plastic cups filled with gummy bears that have been soaking in vodka for like hours.
They're called drunk.
Well, the problem with the gummy bears is you don't know how much to take to make the equal shot.
I think you ate plenty.
You hit the over.
Yeah. But anyway, you have some updated odds for us, correct?
Yeah. So. Obviously, last year it was an embarrassing show for Shime, but this year I think Shime might have a chance.
Okay.
I'm taking the odds, but Shime at +450.
Currently, Shime is +450.
Yeah, that seems like way too big of a favorite.
Yeah.
Okay. 4-1.
Yeah.
And four to one underdog.
He's a dog. He's a big dog.
Plus 450.
The Jones and Keith.
So that makes Greg like a -200, -250 favorite,
yes,
I think.
Yes.
Well, then I'll buy Shime at that rate.
You're going to buy Shime at
Look at that.
Plus 450.
Yeah, the Jones and Keith show is buying Shime at 450.
What?
Yeah.
Right now.
I'm stunned.
Okay. All right. Listen, I told you my back is killing. And
fighting for his life.
Is your teleprompter going to win big on Kalshi?
I'm down $400 for the tab last night again.
To buy dinner?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I took care of it.
I offered to help.
Appreciate it.
What do you mean you offered to help?
You even yelled at me, and Ashley came over and said, Shime's the only one that ever offers, because I offered when we got bar pizza with Ashley as well. Both times that we were the three of us were together, I have offered to help in some way.
Okay. All right. Yes,
I'm sorry for not offering.
I was with the Bang Bang Shrimp forever. Those were delicious. Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate it.
We're going to get to the news coming up. Mitch, thank you.
Good job, Mitch.
The Mituation, who's been having a rough week when it comes to Twitch. He's been very upset.
He has been flustered.
Which he should not take it out on himself.
I think he relieved himself last night. That was the whole point of winning the Amen, is he really needed to get all the frustration out.
We're waiting for a ride at 5:40 in front of the Fox Tower at Foxwoods.
Yes.
And he comes out, and he's just like, I've never missed a shift. I'm like, Mitch, I'm not like, let's just relax. Like, I'm not mad. I haven't like.
It's not 6 o'clock yet.
And that's fine. Like, I don't. And he's just like, oh, Eamon's, you know, I care. I take care of Eamon. Now he's making a big deal of this. And I don't even. I'm like, Mitch. It's
The two of them go back and forth. I will say, odd thing with Eamon also last night where he didn't want it. He doesn't want the Eamon to be named after him anymore. And he was saying, I don't want to win the Amen anymore. It's just not my thing. And
he definitely got in trouble, right?
And then,
yes.
And then he said, got in trouble. It was because his mom was there last night at Andrea.
Yeah.
So that's why he didn't want to win the Amen.
His mom put a foot down. I was no.
She's like, you're embarrassing the whole family.
Right.
Son. All right. Anyway, where were we? They said it was.
Well, Greg, we're on a golf course. We have the match today here at Lake of Isles, so I figured I'd bring you a golf cut today. Bryson DeChambeau spoke for the first time since getting his two-stroke penalty at the Open last weekend, and he talked about how close he could have been if he didn't get that penalty.
I made the cut. Yeah, no, it was a good fight. I wish I would have given it more on Saturday and Sunday. Felt like I could have, and besides the fifth hole and being three over on that hole, and then the 11th hole, that's six shots. That's tied for the lead right there. It's two holes, and I'm right there with the clear jug.
Okay.
Has it been confirmed that during that whole incident when he was going back and forth with the rules officials,
RNA,
that he wanted to call the president?
Why is there no audio of
the United States? I
don't think it happened.
You don't think it happened?
No.
Several people have reported it, though.
Rick Riley.
Have people reported it, or has it been like, aggregator account?
I don't know, but that's a massive douche move.
Oh, I mean, what he did in general was a douche move.
What does the president do if he calls him?
Well, I think because he's friendly with him.
Right.
And because the president intervened when it came to the World Cup.
Yeah, okay.
Now everybody probably thinks, hey, I'm going to reach out. And the President Trump is going to get in the middle of
it. Well, it all started with Tiger, because didn't Tiger call the president when he got pulled over?
Yes. Tiger and Donald have a good relationship. Tiger is married to...
Dating
Trump's ex-daughter-in-law.
Yes.
He's still very close with, like, Kai's mom.
Yes.
Is Tiger.
Well, Bryson and Bryson had Trump on his YouTube channel, and they tried to break, what is it, break 50 or break 60 is the game he plays. So
It would be epic audio. If there was a camera and a microphone around, which there were, of Bryson going, call the president of the United States.
Yeah, that would. I feel like that would be somewhere.
I just, many, like, legit people have reported it.
But,
so
but
I,
my question is, where did he say it? If he said it on the actual...
When he was arguing with the rules.
Then there would be a microphone.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, Tiger was caught on camera saying.
Right.
Yes, he was.
No doubt about that.
That's one of the douchiest things ever said.
Right.
And I love Tiger Woods.
Tiger became Sonny Hostin.
He's like, excuse me, sorry, I'm just on the phone with the president.
Is that douchey or is that like a boss move right now? Hold on, what's that? Hey, officer, hold on. Yes.
It's a flex.
Hold on, this is President Trump. No, not the president of the golf club, but Trump. Oh, what's that? Okay. Oh, he wants to talk to you.
Yeah.
That's a flex move. That's a big boss move right there.
All right. That is They Said It. We are at Lake of Isles, and the match two coming up at 9:45. Shime and I will tee off here. And in 2 minutes, 2 minutes only, we will get to today's news next.
Are you looking for a podcast about pro football that doesn't put you to sleep with an avalanche of analytics or insult your fandom with brainless hot takes? Well, hi. I'm Dan Hanzus.
And I'm Mark Sessler.
Oh, hi, Mark. And we're the hosts of Heed the Call, the NFL podcast you've been waiting your whole life for.
Heed the Call covers every game, every storyline, everything that matters, and we do it all with a touch of mirth.
Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast wherever you get your podcasts.